The Church of San Miguel frescoes. I was right, wasn't I? This is such an impressive place. Wait a moment and I'll play some music from the period, and the effect will be all the greater. It's almost like travelling through time. As I said outside, the Visigothic Church of San Miguel is the church that has survived in the best condition. It is also the one with the most curious architecture, with this central dome supported by 8 columns with their respective capitals. The columns have different shafts and capitals because they were taken from other buildings, almost certainly Roman ones. Once again, as we've mentioned on previous occasions, we see the materials left behind by previous civilizations being used again. What is remarkable about this church, as with the Church of Santa Maria, is the apse with its 6th century frescoes. Come closer to get a better look. The paintings on the vault depict a theophany, that is to say, the apparition of Christ as contemplated by the apostles. In the centre, there is a representation of Christ in majesty, seated on a throne, surrounded by 4 angels with the sun to our left and the moon to our right. The lower section depicts the 12 apostles kneeling with their hands to their mouths. They are singing and looking towards Jesus. The entire scene takes place between 2 curtains, which frame the composition. All this part of the altar is elevated, because there is a crypt below, and, if you like, I'll talk about it in the next track. Find the stairs to go down, but mind your head!